celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. The provision has already been made for your blessing. Calvary's cross not only provides salvation for your soul, it includes healing for your body. Dr. Rod Parsley wants to make sure you have every blessing. And today, you can receive his book, Calvary's Double Cure, as his free gift. The rich scriptural insight of 40 years of ministry can be yours by calling the number on your screen or by going to rodparsley.com. Ask for Calvary's Double Cure.
Here we go now. Jubilee was declared on the Day of Atonement. They were commanded to take the hyssop branch. I got to tell you something. Jubilee has everything to do with him and very little to do with you. Jubilee is the year when God chooses to act and says, look, for 49 years, you've done your best. And you did a good job, and I appreciate your effort. And then Jesus says, but excuse me now, it's my time.
Hi there, and welcome to your international broadcast Breakthrough. Now, all this month, we're honoring the living God. We're observing his feast of Passover. It's the first and the oldest of the three commanded feasts that celebrate our deliverance. And in this year of an open door blessing, this year's Passover is special in many, many ways. Today, you're in for a treat. I'm opening up the Breakthrough Archives. We have been asked for years to do this, so we're going to do it on today's Breakthrough. We're going to take you back nearly 26 years in my illustrated message from a Dominion camp meeting. You'll see examples of where the sin of leaven has advanced into what culture declares to be morally acceptable. Proverbs 4:18 promises, for the righteous, the longer they live, the brighter they shine. The road of wrongdoing grows darker and darker. For some in 2024, dark days are ahead. And I'm praying that you and everyone you love so much are under the ark of safety of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Israel, the people took a branch of hyssop. They applied the sacrifice blood to their doorway, to the posts and the lintel. In today's world, we need to apply the blood of Jesus Christ to the doorframe or the lintel of our hearts as a protective covering. You're about to discover that you've been painted with a fragrance that attracts the favor of God. The underworld can't condemn you. The debts that weigh you down are lifted by Jesus. It's Jubilee. So here, from 1998, is my classic message, Jubilee, the necessary ingredient for the party of the ages.
Leviticus says, I'm the Lord your God that brought you out of Egypt and have broken the yoke of your bondage. It translates, Brother Woodson, it don't fit. Something's happened. There's been a transformation. That yoke of addiction that used to fit me don't fit me no more.
shout, it don't fit. Oh, this one, oh, this one here, this one always works. I can always wear the bondage of what will other people think. For you to act like what used to bind you still fits around your shoulders. God has slid you in the oil of the anointing, and ain't no bondage fits your neck no more. Shout, it don't fit. Well, but you know what? Sit down. I can't go to the party with nothing on. Bible said a man tried to show up at a wedding feast without his wedding garment. God told Jeremiah, you're clothed with filthy garments, but I'm about to give you a change of raiment. Anybody ready for a change? I'm gonna go in here. I'm gonna see, can I find me something that will fit? Shout, it don't fit. Shout, it don't fit. Isaiah 61 said, when Jubilee's declared, I'm going to put on you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. I dare you to praise him. I dare you to praise him. Sit down. Let me tell you something. Gotta have some refreshments at the party. In old skin. You can't do it like you've been doing it. You can't pray like you've been praying. You can't shout like you've been shouting. You can't praise like you've been praising. You can't sing like you've been singing. You can't preach like you've been preaching. It's a new day for a new people to shout a new shout of victory and destroy the gates of hell. Anybody thirsty for some new wine? What are we going to eat? You're hungry? Uh-uh. Been eating all day. Sit down. You feed your body at breakfast time?
You feed your body at lunchtime. You feed your body at supper time. Dr. Summerall used to say, and every time in between is snack time. But how much time you've been spending feeding that spirit? Can't have a party unless you clean the house. The only other scripture other than Isaiah 61 that was read on the Day of Atonement, which day Jubilee was announced on. The only other scripture that was read other than Isaiah 61, which is where Luke 4 came from, was the prayer of David. God, against thee and thee only have I sinned. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. That Jewish father during Passover was commanded to take a branch of hyssop and sweep the house. What was he sweeping out? Leaven. Got to get rid of the leaven of the Pharisees with the external religious show. Professional church folk. Give me some old gal that just came out of the prostitute walking last week that Jesus has delivered. She's a whole lot cleaner than a lot of you Pharisees full of dead men's bones. I hope you're listening. Tommy, preach. Got to sweep out the leaven of the Sadducees. Didn't believe in the supernatural. Got to sweep out. I'm good, God. See, I'm so tired of Pentecost being moved to the back room. Well, Brother Rod, you know, we don't allow speaking in tongues in our meeting. We believe in speaking in tongues, you understand, but not in our meeting because you understand we have unbelievers. Yeah, you got a church full of them. We have unbelievers that come to our church, and we do not want to offend them. I wish you'd read your Bible, you Sadducee. Your Bible says tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. God said, I'm gonna show off some signs. Get it out. Got to get rid of the leaven. Got to get rid of the leaven of the Galatian legalism. Wear your skirts, shirt sleeves to your ankles, and only white. Why, does the Bible say? No, it's our tradition. To hell with your tradition. Mark 7 says, you make the word of God of no effect. Your traditions that are not a court. Sit down. Here we go now. Jubilee was declared on the Day of Atonement. They were commanded to take the hyssop branch. I got to tell you something. Jubilee has everything to do with him and very little to do with you. Jubilee is the year when God chooses to act and says, look, for 49 years, you've done your best. And you did a good job. and I appreciate your effort. And then Jesus says, but excuse me now, it's my time to be God all by myself. I forgive anybody that blinks like the halfway almost want to be forgiven. Here's what you need. To anoint means to paint. And it not only means to paint you with the fragrance that attracts the favor of God, it means to paint the doorpost and the lintel of your heart with the blood of the Lamb as a sealant against the forces of the adversary. They can't get to me. I'm painted. Shout, I'm painted. I'm painted. I'm painted. You can't condemn me. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen from the dead. Sit down. Just two more quick things. If you're going to have a party, somebody's got to pick up the tab. Somebody's got to pay the price. You want to try to steal my celebration after he paid for me to shout? Let the ringing. Who's going to pay the price? Justice of the law demanded. Price must be paid. Blood must be shed sufficient enough to heal the wounding sin and putrefying sore of humanity. Jesus said, I'll pay the price. Justice and the law reached through those gates, grabbed Jesus and pulled him close and said, when can we expect payment? Jesus said, 4,000 years hence, you meet me in the middle of this cemetery planet. The earth walled all about with wooden gates and iron bands, and there was no way out, no hope for humanity but to return to the red clay earth from which he had been dug. What price, said Jesus, for their victory, defeat, for their life, death, for their joy, sorrow, for their anger, anguish. Jesus climbed back in his chariot, said, I'll see you 4,000 years from now. Meet me right in the middle of this graveyard. I'll pay the price in full. And the ringing of the hammer was heard, and nails parted sinew and flesh. Muscles jerked and quaked. Nerves spasmed and quivered and shook. His tongue swollen out of his mouth, bleeding, by which the very veins of God himself were empty. For who, Jesus? Red spot on his side made a perfect target for a Roman centurion's sword. He thrust it in. Oh. He pulled it out. Forthwith,
blood streaming down a naked side and dripping off his toes into bloody pools on the earth. Wash me in that blood. Cleanse me in that blood. Purge me and I will be clean. What can wash away my sin?
Once the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied, that's all you need. You don't have to clean up. Just accept the invitation of Jesus Christ. You don't need to try harder. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I need you. Our conquering King has reclaimed everything the adversary has stolen from your life. Our God, worthy of all honor, worthy of all praise. Passover, you know, that's the first, the oldest feast season that God established. Feasts in your Bible are set times. They're called Moedim, a time of exuberance, a time of great celebration when God has made an appointment with you. If you'll respond, it will be the beginning of a brand new season in your life. Doors of opportunity will begin to swing wide open. God's getting ready to dispatch an angel on your behalf. It may appear in your bedroom. It may sit beside you in your automobile. It may be with you at your job. This is the season of accelerated angelic activity. It's a promise that the living God made all the way back in Exodus chapter 23. On the first Passover, an angel was dispatched to look for the offering. If the blood of the lamb was there, God kept his appointment with that house and brought seven blessings to that home. I don't want you to miss your appointment. Your Moedim, your celebration this month. I've been praying for you that you'll receive your promised blessings because you've obeyed the instruction in Leviticus 23, Exodus 23, Deuteronomy 16, to not appear before God empty-handed, but to bring the offering of God to him. Make it your very best Passover offering, remembering what the blood of Jesus Christ has done for you. Don't delay, though. Passover ends in just a few short days on April 30th. Let me encourage so many of you to prepare a very special Passover gift of $300. It was just days before Passover when Mary in John chapter number 3 brought a gift of expensive oils and anointed the feet of our Savior. The Bible says it was a value of 300 pence, which was equal to 300 days of salary at that time. God marked that moment, and he also marked her significant sacrifice. So I encourage you, call now or click on rodparsley.com with your most significant seed, perhaps of $300 or more. Let me suggest, if you don't have the $300 gift right now, sow $100. We'll believe with you for the other two. Your Passover gift, large or small, will help to take the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. This is your moment. God is just anticipating your response. keep your appointment. I believe you will. Call now.
There's a sign from heaven ushering in the grand and glorious celebration of Passover. The moon steps in front of the sun, a sign that God is speaking to his people. A prophetic sign in the heavens. This is God's first commanded feast of the year. And the choice we make in 2024 can mean the difference between judgment and amazing blessing. Call with your commanded Passover offering of $100 or more. Our special gift to you is the inspiring 14-disc series, Seven Blessings of the Blood. Plus, we'll add three additional bonus messages on the signs in the skies. Powerful prophetic insight into the solar eclipse you don't want to miss. You'll also receive the book, Take This Cup, where the symbolic meaning and promise of the Passover Seder is revealed. There's prophetic power available for you today. For your special Passover offering of $300 or more, we'll also include this stunning communion chalice and bread tray, created just for you in the Holy Land. Please consider a timely and commanded $1,000 Passover offering. You'll also receive this beautiful work of art, the Passover Door. Lovingly crafted by Amish artisans, this is a stirring representation of the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts as a reminder of Passover. The anointed and prophetic feast of Passover ends soon, and you don't want to miss out on your promise of seven anointings of abundance. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is this week, the first of God's commanded feasts, where we are not to appear before God empty-handed. So before Tuesday, by calling or clicking on rodparsley.com. Give in faith today and experience the miraculous anointings of Passover.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.